This is a Tadad podcast.
Welcome to the Tadad podcast. My name is Annette Schmitz from the Tadad Secretariat. In today's episode, we have invited four guests to discuss the value of the Tadad methodology and how they have used it in their professional engagements. Today's conversation also brings insight into the importance of Tadad training and how we can catalyze collaboration within a tax administration. For this conversation, we have Ms. Tracy Ann Bonner. She is a certified ISO 3100 risk manager with a strong background in corporate governance and the application of ISO and COSO risk management principles. From 2012 to 2016, she was instrumental in the development of Enterprise Risk Management in Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, during which she spent a year sharing the experience with other tax administrations in the Caribbean through the SEMCAR project. Presently, Tracy Ann is a management consultant and Tadad assessor. She consults in strategic management and planning enterprise risk management framework, business continuity management, policy development for authorized economic operators, and receivable management systems. She's participated in various Tadad assessments and trainings in the Caribbean and in Africa. Welcome to the podcast, Tracy Ann.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us today is Mr. Gordon Hawks. Gord has over 37 years' experience in the Canada Revenue Agency, where he most recently concluded a two-year assessment of the CRA as a world-class tax and benefits administration. His many years as assistant director in program evaluation has provided him with a broad and in-depth understanding of all facets of tax administration. Gord is also a Tadad certified assessor. Welcome, Gord.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Joining us today is Mr. Simon Peter Kiyingi, a software engineer at Uganda Revenue Authority since 2013. Very experienced in design and implementation of data warehousing and business intelligence solutions. He led the technical team that implemented URA's business intelligence solution and the enterprise risk model leveraging Tadad's recommended model. Presently, he is leading the technical team implementing the taxpayer ecosystem, an enhancement to the risk model. He is also part of the project aimed at improving the customer experience in Uganda Revenue Authority. Welcome, Simon.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And our fourth guest, Munawar Kwaja. He is a fiscal economist with more than 25 years of international experience in a range of tax policy and tax administration reforms in developed OECD member countries, emerging economies, and developing countries. He worked for 4 years as a technical assistance advisor in the Fiscal Affairs Department of the International Monetary Fund. His main activities include the development of the Tax Administration Diagnostic Assessment Tool, or TADAT, conducting TADAT assessments, monitoring TADAT assessment results for quality, conducting research, and providing training on tax administration best practices. Welcome, Kwaja.
Thanks for having me.
Before we begin, can you please tell us a little bit about your experiences with the TADAT methodology and how you have used it?
Well, my experience with the TADAT methodology, it has been really good. The TADAT has been and continues to be very insightful and resourceful. Insightful in that it provides a sound framework for tax administrations to evaluate not only tax administration, but also other organizations, partners, to evaluate their impact, the impact on the country's tax system. I find the good practice in the methodology very resourceful because it sets a sound foundation for strategy development and also strengthening the organization's performance measurements. This has been my experience with TADAT in the 2015 pilot that they did in Jamaica, where the strategic plan at the time had two major objectives. Supporting voluntary compliance, which there you can see a direct link to POA 3, and also modernization of the organization. Again, visualizing a direct link instantly. And I must add, in 2015, that was my first experience with TADAT. And I was able to make that link based on how the tax administration was organized at the time. And at the time also we were going through a reform. When we the strategies that you had for both objectives, when you drill down even further, we started making connections with POA 1, especially with modernization, POA 2, 8, and 9. Particularly, the one that really had an impact on me was POA 9, because at this point in time, we were going through a transformation. Accountability and transparency now becomes the forefront, because we have to now be transferring institutional knowledge, data sets, many things, because we are not only reforming structurally, but we were also reforming our system. We're also going to a system reform of our revenue administration system. Yeah. And what I found most impressive about TADAT was that it was evidence-based, because what happened was that though at the time TAJ was doing a lot of these initiatives that were required by the different POAs, we for the year under review, we did not have consistent evidence. So we're, you know, there are places that we could get an A or a B. We had to settle for the D because we could not substantiate these initiatives in a documented form. It has also been my current experience, because I've been on about 3 assessments so far, and consistent among all these assessments were the impact the level of evidence had on whether or not a tax administration got an A or a D. So it proves that the level of transparency, accountability, and documentation needs to be strengthened in a lot of our tax administration. And the TADAT methodology brings this out with its evidence-based nature.
About 4 years ago, we had a new commissioner come into the organization, and he wanted to get a sense of how the organization was operating as a world-class tax and benefit administration. And I was assigned co-lead on the project. And so as co-lead, I had the responsibility of putting together an assessment framework. And in developing that assessment framework, we were trying to look at what tools we needed to use to get a good sense of how the organization was performing. And now at that point, I had very limited exposure to and awareness of the TADAT. But my former colleague, Aliou Diarra, was a big proponent of the TADAT and really pushed hard for its adoption as the foundational piece for our assessment. And I'm really glad that he did, because although it wasn't the only diagnostic tool that we used in our assessment of the agency, its value was significant. And I think it still has and will continue to have value to the organization as we move forward with adopting the recommendations that flowed out of the TADAT assessment. And then my second, and those of you that might want to have a look at the TADAT assessment of the CRA, if you go into Google and just Google on CRA, TADAT, you'll find the assessment report, and I think you'll find it quite interesting. My second exposure to the TADAT was about a year ago with Justin came to Ottawa and provided training to about 40 agency staff, and it was really quite enlightening, and more importantly, everybody was very eager and keen to participate, but I think those that did participate in the session came away with a whole new appreciation of how tax administration works. Yeah. And it was up to, at that point, I think they had the vague concept of how their areas fit within the tax administration. But it wasn't until we went through the POAs at the dimension level, at the indicators level, that people start to really appreciate, the importance and linkages and the associations of the various aspects of the tax administration and how the impact on other areas. And then the last exposure was I was part of a mission to Brazil in December where we were providing TADAT training to the Brazilian tax administration. So that's my exposure.
Any revenue agency needs some standards to measure herself against. And the beauty about TADAT, it requires that you have evidence. Just like my colleague earlier said, no liars in this game. fairness, transparency, accountability is what every revenue agency is looking out. And That's one area that TADAT actually focuses on. Well, in URA, my interaction with the TADAT has been majorly on POA2, the effective risk management. And it stood out because it touched quite a number of other outcome areas. And today, we have a single dashboard showing you the level of risk of every taxpayer, the staff, like the staff that are handling risk parameters and risk clients can now easily follow up the particular clients. Our management staff can easily allocate tasks to particular staff based on their really skill set. And it's really very, very fruitful. And that's one of the models we really borrowed a leaf from the TADAT model.
One thing about the Canada assessment, of which I was a part, it's very interesting in the sense that, unlike most tax administrations, Canada has an administration which is not only a tax administration, it's also a social security, it's a benefits administration. So it kept us thinking, you know, and we kept thinking for quite a while whether TADAT should also include benefits administration. Just as for a tax administration, you need to find taxpayers, you need to find whether they're filing right, you need to find whether whether their payments are being made right. For benefits, you have the same thing, a bit in the reverse, in that are the people claiming the benefits, are they getting the payments right? So in Canada, it was a kind of an informed self-assessment with us participating in it. And the benefits was part of that. So that is something that is very new. But I believe many countries have started, this is from because of the pressure of budget and revenue constraints that people want to merge tax administration and benefits administration. And Canada was a good example for us to look at that.
And those are really excellent points. And in fact, part of the assessment that we did of the organization of the Canada Revenue Agency as a world-class tax and benefit administration, we developed a benefits administration diagnostic
assessment
tool. We called it the BACDAT, stood for Benefits Administration Complementary Diagnostic Administration Tool, because we didn't want to be bad at anything. So we had to modify the name. But it's also, I think it's also getting traction, and it's proved to be, you know, it was a pilot for us. We recognized that when we applied it, there were things that we do need to change and that need some further modification. But it did give us a really good sense of how well we're performing in the benefits area, because before that, we had never done a holistic benefits assessment of our organization. And what we're really truly hoping for, in conjunction with the TADAT Secretariat, is to be able to make this a more robust tool that can have more international application to those tax administrations that also have benefits administration as part of their mandate, and also to other countries which are administering benefits unilaterally without being within the jurisdiction of a tax administration.
You touched upon it a little in your introductions, but I just wanted to perhaps re-ask if you could summarize what you think from your experiences working with TADAT. What has led to the most positive impact when TADAT has been introduced in your work?
Well, for me, one of the most positive impact of TADAT, especially like in your today, most of the initiatives attached to some performance outcome area, right from strategy formulation. Well, and the beauty about this is that everyone in the organization is working towards some POA knowingly or unknowingly, since the strategies are already in line with performance outcome areas. You will find initiatives tagged to voluntary compliance, accountability, and, you know, so you keep everyone looking in the same direction.
Yeah, maybe what I can talk about is with us, it was, the TADAT was very useful. It allowed us to really get a sense of the symptoms of poor performance, the indicators of poor performance in the organization. And it allowed us then to focus on, well, what does that mean? What does the poor performance say, for example, in timeliness of dispute resolution really mean? Is it a problem within disputes resolution, or does it, is it symptomatic of a bigger problem within the organization? And we also found that too when we're looking at tax and flow debt. We're looking at the aging and the growth of debt and thinking, okay, it's one thing to get a low score in this area, but it's also a matter of what are the contributing factors? Where do they reside? What do they look like? How do we identify them? And we started to peel back that onion, and what we started to see was these were symptoms of a bigger systemic problem. And we identified that systemic problem to be more about horizontality. So the TADAT is such a versatile and interesting tool that that goes beyond just the measurement of specific POAs. It will allow, once you understand the associations within the TADAT and those associations that exist within tax administrations, you really do get a sense that this tool can help to identify causation. It's not just an audit tool. It's a very good evaluation tool as well. And that's one of the things I think I had the biggest takeaway from our experience is that, wow, if we really want to look at this tool more broadly, it's very robust. And it's actually more robust than just what's within the TADAT guide. And I think, and I think this is one of the things that Justin wants to get at too, is that I think we have here a real true opportunity to use this tool to make tax administrations more informed about what they need to do to not only improve their scores, but to improve the overall administration so that it is more effective in meeting its outcomes.
Yeah, and that's a very important point, Gord, because I remember from the Canada assessments, you don't have to look beautiful all the time, every day, right. and TADAT is not a beauty contest. So, and that's the problem with a lot of tax administrations where they want to get a good score because they want to look good. TADAT is a diagnostic, so you're going to an MRI or an X-ray and trying to figure out where the problem lies.
Those are good points. I also had the same experience. Gord mentioned identify the symptoms of why you're not operating at the level that you aim to operate. My experience with doing the TADAT assessment with other tax administration is this quest to look good. If we take a step back of not wanting to look good, but wanting to identify the areas that could be strengthened, the reception and how we use the results from the TADAT will be more productive and efficient.
One other thing I just want to mention on this point, if I could, is that the TADAT tool, though, is also a tremendous training opportunity as well. It's a great assessment tool, but I think it also helps to put tax administration into perspective for tax administrations. And I think it's you know, what I've seen in our own experience is we had very seasoned, experienced employees taking the TADAT training, and their it was revelational to them, because as I said earlier, it allowed them to truly get an appreciation of all these areas that exist around them. Mm-hmm. And the importance of what they do vis-a-vis those areas, and also from the opposite perspective, those areas impact on the particular areas that they were responsible for. So I think it's again that the training aspect of this. I think the TADAT is maybe even underutilized. I think there shouldn't be a tax administration out there that has not made or had access to that training, because it puts it into simple, clear, understandable terms and makes people truly aware of the whole administration and not just the singular parts of the administration and the interconnectedness of the organization as well. So that's just one thing I wanted to add as well.
And to add to what he's saying, but not only make the training available to small cross-section or the more experienced tax administrators, but actually have organizational-wide training for all the staff in tax administration.
And this leads perfectly into the next question. In your experience, to what extent do tax officials or persons working in tax administrations and systems collaborate or interface with each other in order to achieve not only their own outcomes, but also desired outcomes of the areas they impact?
In 2015, TAJ had started a reform, both structural and system-wise. So the current revenue system that TAJ uses is actually an enterprise system that it is able to interface with other systems, both internally and external to the tax administration. For example, there's a module called the Discovery module, which, as Simon said, also utilizes the results from the SEMCAR program. The Discovery module interacts with some elements of the Jamaica Customs Agency for data mining purposes. The organizational structure as well also promotes and enables collaboration for achieving the different outcomes for the different areas in the administration. There is a strategic services division in TAJ that actually is a repository for all the plans in TAJ, ensuring that they're aligned to the strategic plan. They're also responsible for coordinating the strategic planning process, bringing the senior managers and middle managers together in the strategic planning cycle. Though we have these resources, what we find, though, due to the competing priorities and limited resources, you find that there are still a few silos that exist in the tax administration. They continue to encourage and work towards it, but to eliminating these silos. But generally, there is a high level of collaboration between areas in accomplishing their desired outcomes.
I think what our experience is and what we're seeing is, I guess most tax administrations are using a functional model as or a structural model. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest part is that the functional model forces the organization to establish enclaves or silos of specialists, of course. You got your audit, collections, filing, processing, disputes, etc. But I think what happens is that those areas work to outputs predominantly, unfortunately, and not necessarily to outcomes. And I think that's one of the biggest problems in a lot of organizations is to get beyond the silos, to better understand that what they do in one particular area has impact on another area. And I think collaboration is absolutely essential, but I think it's difficult because as long as we're working to outputs within those silos, as long as we're working to meet the efficiency measures or metrics, we're not necessarily going to get to meeting the agency outcomes in an effect or tax administration outcomes in an effective way. And I think that it's one of those things I think that plagues most tax administrations is that lack of horizontality and trying to be more collaborative. And I think there's a lot of talk around it. It's a matter that what do you need to do to overcome it? Is it a matter of identifying joint accountabilities, joint responsibilities, and having measures associated with those things to help break down those silos? And again, I think it's also education. That education helps, and I think the TADAT definitely helps to identify that. I think there's other means to demonstrate that, the use of logic models and things of that nature. But it is one of the biggest hurdles that a lot of tax administrations face.
One of the things that looking at the importance of the horizontality aspect. One of the things that the new version of TADAT, the 2019 TADAT field guide, is a big introduction of human resource capital as an indicator. And kind of this is going to focus on tax administrations giving more thought, not just to audit, not just to focus on the taxpayers, but to focus on themselves too. Yeah. Because What is the main asset of a tax administration? It's not the computer. It is, but the most important asset of a tax administration are its people. And I've seen in many, during many Tadat assessments or Tadat training, that people within the same organization had never met before, because as God said, they worked in silos. So bringing this new indicator, P27, is very important, because it will, again, just as Tadat, in addition to being an assessment, is also a big, is a very important training tool, in the sense that it educates people on good practice. This is going to help with bringing in horizontality in the tax administration, this new indicator that we have.
The addition of human capital risk in the Tadat framework is excellent, because in doing the assessments across the Caribbean, what we found was consistent among all these tax administration was the constraint of human resources. All of them, there was a reason why they weren't doing better in a particular outcome area or an indicator or even a dimension, was that they lack the necessary human resource to mobilize that initiative.
And actually, after the addition of the HR perspective to the TADAT, you realize, well, in my opinion, the extent of the organizational complexity is highly dependent on governance, culture, you know, culture within the organization, availability of guiding principles. And it's one thing having the principles, but it's another thing actually following the principles. So for me, organizational complexity, those highly determine the extent to which Tadat can be, implemented.
That's all for today's episode, and thank you for listening. Join us next time when Tracy Ann, Gord, Simon, and Kwaja continue discussing collaboration and horizontality across tax administrations. If we've whetted your appetite and you'd like to learn more about Tadat and the Tadat linkages, please visit our YouTube channel at youtube.com/c/Tadat Secretariat. You will find training videos and this month's feature video titled Module 12 Linkages, where today's guest, Gordon Hawks, dives into the Tadat linkages with greater detail. And while you're there, go ahead and click that red subscribe button. Till next time.
The Tadat podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the Tadat podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tadat.org. Tadat is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: the European Union, France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.